Biden or something.
I mean, as soon as I got into the program, it felt like he was pretty serious. You know, I came in right in the middle of this World Cup qualification campaign. And we kind of knew instantly, you know, we came into this locker room, I looked around, and there's no reason why the talent, you know, the personalities, just the collective unity that we had get go when I got there, that there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to be one of the top teams in this region and qualify for a World Cup. So I know from the outside media looking in, you know, kind of seemed like a pipe dream. It seemed like he was selling a little bit of some fairy dust, but for us being inside, that's all that really mattered. It was something that we really felt like if we put our minds towards it, we could really do that. So, you know, it's amazing now to get to this point where it's finally over the line and it's official. But yeah, no, it's a dream that's it's been long coming, and it's throughout this group, you know, there's been that confidence that we could do it, and now to really show the rest of the world that, you know, it wasn't just make believe, it was reality, and it's a pretty special thing. Oh yeah, I think it was Milan going off there. There's a lot of champagne going on, a lot of beers in the shower, hot tub was a hot commodity. It's tough real estate to get into, I'll tell you what. It's a long time spot pretty early, but no, it's unbelievable. I know that John Herman can't make it out. I saw him, he was in full kit. I'm not sure what was going on there, but there's a lot going on in that locker right now. But that was safe behind closed doors. Yeah. Scott?
Got in the room? If we can please go with Derek Van Dees, please.
Pallister, congratulations on the accomplishment. I just wanted to ask you about doing this at home. I know there was disappointment about not getting it done in Costa Rica the other night, but is it almost worth doing it at home in the way you guys did it and the fans before you got here at home?
Yeah, it was obviously a huge bummer, you know, going to Costa Rica and not getting that result. I still think the performance we put in, I think it really instilled that confidence that, yeah, even though it was our first loss and it felt like forever, we still were out there. We dominated the match, even down a man. So, you know, the morale and just the vibes around the team the past couple of days going to this match was, you know, they were great. They were top notch. So I think the confidence was there, and realizing as well that now we had a chance to do it at home in front of 30,000 Canadians that were going crazy. We saw the weather, and we knew there was going to be some snow. It just felt like the perfect ending to a magical run. So, you know, the excitement was there, and you know, it kind of worked out. It was that storybook ending where we got to do it at home. The performance was unbelievable from the guys right from the first minute. You know, we took it to them. And yeah, it's pretty special doing it in front of our home crowd. You know, they've been there through us, with us thick and thin, and they deserve that moment too. And you know, that crowd was electric from the first minute to the last. They stayed long after, and it looked like everyone enjoyed that. And hopefully, it'll be a good party, you know, not only in this city but across the country.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moses, please.
Who is that? Who is
that?
Mitchell.
Oh, this.
The gentleman.
Moses?
Thank you. Got it. Yeah. Perfect. Thanks a lot, Richard. I appreciate it. And first and foremost, congratulations getting to book your ticket to the World Cup. I imagine that this is, well, you know, it's fair to say it's a dream come true. But to do it at such a young age and an opportunity to go down to Qatar in November, is there ever really a moment, you know, like when you feel like it's got to sink in sometime, right?
Yeah, you know, this exact moment is still kind of a loss for words. What we've done here, what we've truly accomplished. I think when you start to look at some of the stats, you know, how long it's been, and this only being our second World Cup as a country on the men's side, it really kind of puts in perspective how special, you know, this is. And I think once we see that World Cup draw and we kind of see what we're going up against, that'll really put things in perspective when we realize, okay, you know what, you know, in November I could be going up against Harry Kane, for example, or someone like that. So it's stuff like that. I think once those kind of moments come, it'll really help put everything in perspective. At the moment, we're still kind of just in dreamland, as you can imagine. It's just such a unique experience, something that, you know, I never thought growing up that I'd ever actually, you know, be able to accomplish. Especially, I think, growing up in Canada as a young boy, it was always something that was tough to really dream of, just because I'm only 23 years old. I was definitely not alive for that last World Cup. So, you know, you don't really have the heroes and the experience of watching Canada playing World Cups to really think that it's a real thing. It's a competition for us. So, you know, to get there, I think it's unbelievable for this group, you know, especially for the older guys who have put in, you know, so much blood, sweat, and tears. Guys like Tiba, Milan, Junior, you know, people understand that the travel, the kilometers, just the time away from family that they've put in over these past years, decades, for this program. So to see them, you know, reach their dream, playing a World Cup is really special, especially for us younger guys. And yeah, hopefully we'll be able to inspire that next generation so that they can grow up thinking that, you know, Canada does want a World Cup, which is something that was always difficult for us growing up.
Just a quick follow-up. You just talked about Harry Kane, and if that's all right, Richard. Just really quick, you said Harry Kane, so maybe England might be in your sights, but is there perhaps a team that you're itching to face, you know, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, you know what, I'd love to get a chance at a Argentina Messi or a Portugal, but maybe qualify, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think those two, obviously, you know, with potentially being Messi and Ronaldo's last World Cup, I think that's something you definitely look at. But, you know, myself being from British backgrounds, always cheering for England growing up in World Cups, Canada not being there, it would be pretty surreal, I think, for myself and my entire family. We were drawn in the same group as England, or, you know, we progressed through the group stage and made it to the knockout, ran into them, that would be pretty surreal. So that was definitely the one that I think for myself would be, you know, the biggest fish that I would love to run into.
Andrew Jones, go ahead.
Allison, congratulations on this whole incredible moment. First, I want to talk about today's game. Again, the tactics from Coach Herman were so great. You got so many numbers in the box. Your spacing was excellent in terms of the performance from the team. And has anyone been able to get Alphonso Davies a FaceTime afterwards? And if you saw his reaction after the game, want to switch to Instagram with him in tears. So just those questions about the tactics today, as well as talking to Fonzie about it.
Yeah, I mean, John and that whole staff are unbelievably dialed in. They know exactly what they want to do. You know, coming into camp, basically, we kind of have a blueprint already set up for each match. You know, everyone has their roles going into the camp. You know exactly what you're going to be doing, which I think a lot of people outside the program don't understand. It's like going in, you know exactly what kind of minutes you're going to play, what to expect, and, you know, what we're going to do tactically. So yeah, it was just another perfect example of them doing their homework, them being super prepared. You know, just because we're off with our clubs for the past month and a half after that last international break doesn't mean they're off. You know, they're doing their scouting, they're doing their due diligence. It pays off. You know, we come in, we have the cheat code almost. You know, we have the Spark Note version of what to expect and exactly what we're going to see. They nail it every time. So it's perfect. You know, how we went out there, how we expected them to play, and how we wanted to play. Perfectly playing into our game plan. And then with Alphonso, I haven't actually talked to him yet, but we did see the message after. You could just see, you know, how much it meant to him, and I saw his Twitch reaction as well, which was pretty cool. Just right after the final whistle, you know, he's an unbelievable player. He's the face of Canada soccer, and rightfully so. He's an unbelievable personality, a great guy, and he deserves this. You know, I know how tough it's been for him being a part of this program for, you know, the past couple months when he's been getting back to full health. Wish him the best there, but, you know, he's that game changer for us. And, you know, he's played such a big part in pushing soccer in this country, and he deserves that moment too. So it's a bummer he wasn't able to come out, but I know he'll celebrate, and we'll be celebrating with him.
Congratulations, man. Enjoy the
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to bring in Kyle Larry now.
Thank you, guys.